Well, hello everybody there in Lubbock. How's everybody been lately?
Lately.
Tonight is the 11th and it's about 10:30 at night. Well, if you can hardly understand me, it's I have a cold. I've had it for about a couple of days now, and I guess everybody's catching it over here. Landers and I, he's another guy from Houston, he's here with me and he'll talk later on. I give him the mic for a little bit.
Oh, thanks.
He asked me in the letters what I hadn't been writing, and well, it's just that I've been too busy. I've been I really have been real busy, and I'm going through all the stuff I need to go back to the States and get our medical records up straight and stuff like that. So I have to come ahead and written, and it'd be pretty hard for me to send letters from now because I'll be pretty busy. But I've been all right except for this cold I got. I guess I caught it from the rains. We had a not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago, we had a big monsoon come by here, a hurricane, stuff like that, and I must have caught it then. But I got the after effects of it. Today, I went down there to a whole baggage place, and my whole baggage, I've got two foot lockers, a blue one and a green one, and he said I sent them home already, and he said they'd be getting in Lubbock around the 7th of December, so they'll be there before I get there. Anyway, they're locked, and I've got the keys, and I'll open them when I get back. And I don't know if your china has got there yet, Mother. I sent them a long time ago. I don't know why I hadn't got there. I can hardly wait till I get back. Right now, as of tonight, I'll have 42, at midnight, I'll have 42 days left before I get out of here. In 4 days, we'll be getting our port call, and it'll tell us when we leave, what day, and what flight we'll get out of here. We'll have to go up to Cameron Bay to get a flight out of here, but I guess it's all right. Better than nothing, better than waiting here the rest of the time. I hate that place anyway. It's just like a beach, just sand all over the place. I've been getting Smalley's news clippings and things like that, so a few worries about him that I've been getting him, I have. So I'm telling him, old hero friendship's doing real good, and I hope they go all the way and get district, especially with Denver City around. You never can know about them. If I want to know if Tech wins conferences this year, I want Mandy to buy me a Cotton Bowl ticket because I want to go and see him in the Cotton Bowl. So maybe me and him can go and we'll stay at Dolores' house or something like that, and Daddy can go with us. Just so he can get out and see some little Dallas and stuff like that. I flew the other day. We went down to Benoit. That's where I was stationed. We went down there and flew down to Katoom, Budok, Lac Ninh, Vinh Long, Tansanut, Canto, those places that we just flown around. The hottest place that we flew into already was Katoom and Lac Ninh. Those babies are real hot. There's another flight mech here. His name is Garcia. He's a staff sergeant. I flew with him. And the day before we flew with him, he got more drinking in him, but they barely got out of there. Had to crank those jets up and get pile out of there. But they made it all right. And we just lucked out going in on that time. It's all right. I think our flying status, I'll be going off of it this month, so you don't have to worry about me anymore when I'm going flying. I really enjoyed all the recording you sent, the other tape you sent, Mother, with all the records and stuff like that. And but I wish y'all would have talked a little more in it, from Nora and her kids, and maybe y'all can make one more before I get out of here and get everybody talking. Not just one family. Get everybody talking so I can hear their voice, stuff like that. 'Cause be not too long from now, I'll be back, eating those good old tamales and tortillas and stuff like that, you know. I'm sorry I won't be there for Thanksgiving this year, but as you know, I can't make it. I got other responsibilities over here, so I can't make it for the weekend. You gotta forgive me about that. But I guess we'll have some canned turkey over here. I guess I did last year. I guess it ain't too bad. We still alive with our food over here. It ain't that bad as they say it is. I think we'll make it. The reason I've been working us real hard now is that we're leaving in December by the whole squadron. And we just hadn't had no replacements to get us here. Just a couple of them have come in, but no big masses. We need about 40 of them to replace us. And I don't know how they're going to work it. That's how come they've been working the heck out of us. Been working on 12-hour shifts, and by the time we get out of there, we're real tired. Got to get it ready to fly again. Man, it's just a pain. Now we should hurry up and get out of here. I can barely wait till we get our timed out process so we can do what we want to. At least we'll have 2 or 3 days to mess around in before we leave. This tape will probably be my last tape I'll be sending to you folks, Mandy and Smiley and everybody. So, because they're out of tapes here and I probably won't have any time to make any more, so this will probably be my last tape to come from good old Vietnam, and it won't be long before I'm there anyway. I heard Daddy was getting a little sick. Well, Daddy, you better hurry up and get well, because it won't be long before I get there, and everybody get well, and just take care of yourself, and don't overdo it, don't overwork, and stuff like that. Oh yeah, we got a guy here from Houston. He just got a letter from home. He said Dallas got 13 inches of snow, and I couldn't believe it. I'd like to find out what kind of weather I'm gonna get when I probably get in Dallas or Lubbock. Probably freeze, cause I'm gonna wear my 1505s. You know that tan uniform I have. I'll be wearing it in my raincoat, cause that's all I got. I sent everything else home. But, that's good for. I'll use a raincoat as a windbreaker. It won't be too bad. And from this whole squadron, there'll be four of us going to Kelly Air Force Base, so at least I won't be by myself when I go there. Loopy, getting back to her now. I written her about 8 days ago and had no reply from her. I guess you've been hearing more about her than I have, because the mail's faster from over that way, and I was just wondering what she's been saying to y'all. She said she's phoned you up and things like that, but she doesn't tell me what she says. And I'd like to find out what she's thinking and things like that, because she didn't tell me in the letters. She said that she talked to Daddy and she really enjoyed talking to him. At least, you know, a little different from anything else she's had. Looks like this tape's about to go here. Catch you on the other side.